Within weeks of being elected to City Hall in 2000, Rama began hiring painters to coat Tirana's grey drab facades with dazzling colours, reminiscent of Marseille or Mexico City. Today, parts of Tirana, a city of about 650,000 people, resemble a Mondrian painting. The blues, yellows and pinks a shattering break from Albania's 45-year grim isolation under a communist dictatorship. As grey gave way to colour, crime dropped and parks sprang up. People felt safer and had more pride in their city. Rama walked down a newly coloured street one day and came across a shopkeeper tearing down the old shutters from his window and putting up a glass facade. "Why did you throw away the shutters?" I asked him.
"Well, because the street is safer now," he answered.
"Safer? Why? They have posted more policemen here?"
"Come on, man. What policemen? You can see it for yourself. There are colours, street lights, new pavement with no potholes, trees. So it's beautiful. It's safe."
Quite looking forward to the seance this evening. Was thinking of it all the day at the office. Just as we sat down at the table, we were annoyed by Gowing entering without knocking. He said, "I'm not going to stop, but I have brought with me a sealed envelope which I know I can trust with Mrs. Puta. In that sealed envelope is a strip of paper on which I have asked a simple question. If the spirits can answer that question, I will believe in spiritualism." I ventured the expression that it might be impossible. Mrs. James said, "Oh no, it is of common occurrence for the spirits to answer questions under such conditions, and even for them to write on locked slates. It is quite worth trying. If Lena is in a good temper, she is certain to do it."
Gowing said, "All right, then I shall be a firm believer. I shall perhaps drop in at about 9:30 or 10 and hear the result."
He then left, and we sat a long time.